So this is the month that is Living in Love, and today's message is about relationship as a spiritual practice. Relationship as a spiritual practice. And of course, it comes from our journal, and from the journal, it really does mean, Christian and Peter are talking about intimate relationships. I'm going to broaden that somewhat because I can. Because honestly, we have relationships with friends, and some of us have longer, deeper, more intimate relationships with friends than we ever had with our significant others, and that says a lot about who we allowed our hearts to be in our life. But I'm just saying that you can think of any relationship you have, and these ideas will fit. You don't have to have a current relationship with a spouse or a significant other, although if you do, you can really practice there. You can really practice there. One of the books that I was rereading that influenced me as I was thinking about this topic is a book called Undefended Love. Undefended Love. And we used it for one of our, I think, for our year-long retreat. It was one of the recommended books, and it is a book about when we really love unconditionally, we can stay in love, stay loving, even in upset, even in disappointment, even in anger of our partner, of our friend, that we don't have to close the door and walk away. We can indeed have a spiritual experience of awakening by being willing for our partner, our friend, the significant other to be who he or she is. To be who he or she is regardless of how that is perceived by you or by me. So when we think about divine mind, when we think of presence, God, whatever your personal best word is, that one is unconditional love. You can't imagine, or at least now that we're metaphysicians, we can't imagine that we would somehow upset God and God would withhold its love from us. This, because it simply gives to all equally, without reason, without condition. You don't have to earn God's love. You simply need to be willing to receive it and allow it to pour through you because it's natural. It's who you really are. It's what you are. So yesterday we had this amazing memorial service for our friend Bill Schroeder, and some of you have never met him. He was a very significant part of our church right up until 2 years ago. And so his memorial service, there were more people at the memorial service than are here today. And I only knew about 20 of them. Because there were people from every walk of his life. And no one knew all the walks were different. So the people in one walk didn't know the others. And he had been sober for 35 years, so he had a huge, huge group of friends in the 12-step programs, none of which, of course, because that's anonymous, did we know. He had friends from church. He had friends. One of his oldest and best friends was a personal trainer. But unless we talked to one another, we didn't know. We didn't know who this man, how multifaceted his love was. And I'm going to guess it's the same for many people sitting right here, that there are many parts of your life that you don't share, even with those people that you call friends, that there are things that you say, well, that's too private. Brené Brown, and actually it's from the 12-step program too, you're as sick as your secrets. You're as sick as your secrets. I like that saying. what it says to me is if I'm keeping something secret, I'm judging myself. I'm saying bad me. And when I'm judging myself, then there's part of myself that I haven't integrated. In this book, Undefended Love, there are two authors, and neither name do I remember at this moment, but what they say in the book is what we're called to do on the spiritual path is embrace all of those parts of ourselves, especially the ones that we've hidden, that we've judged, that we said, that's not who I want to be, all of those parts. The sick part, the angry part, the scared part, the greedy part, whatever it is. And what we are called to do to unconditionally love ourselves, because if we don't do that, we cannot unconditionally love another. We cannot unconditionally love another if we're judging ourselves, if we're withholding love from ourselves. So I know this is Valentine week, and today is the vow renewal. And so for committed couples in a married relationship, this is a day to renew and remember. But honestly, this is a day, this is a week for all of us to remember, regardless of whether we're in intimate relationship or not, to stop withholding our love. Sometimes that's what we do when we get scared in a friendship or relationship. We draw back. We put a hard shell around our heart. And when there's a hard shell around your heart, nothing's getting in and nothing's going out either. So you might say to people you love them, but if there's a shell on your heart, no one can feel that love. This is the day to open up. This is the month to truly live in love, to allow that divine presence that you are to express through you, to be who you've come here to be love, to be love. So, if we are using relationship as a spiritual practice, how can we do that? Well, I told you one thing, keep your heart open. Diane Hennessy sent me a TED Talk email, and I'm not going to show it to you because it's quite lengthy, but I'm going to tell you and we can practice. It's a 30-something Australian woman, and she is talking about her family and how what she learned was when you're angry or discouraged or disappointed, your heart closes. And when you give love, when you send love, no matter who you're sending it to, your heart opens. And her mom had remarried, and her two stepbrothers, one was really great, easy love, and the other was a challenge to love, an opportunity to practice. And the boy that, when the stepfather died, that young man inherited all. And he said to this woman's mother, you have to leave your home. It's not mine. Get out. Well, she was angry, and she was hurt, and her daughter was so dismayed. She said, I don't know how to help my mother, and then she heard, just give love, and your heart will open, and you'll heal. So she said to her mom, Mom, it's easy. Just send out love to everybody. Just send out love, and you'll heal yourself. And the mother looked at her like, you're looking at me. She was crazy. What do you mean, just send out love? And anyway, she stayed with her. They stayed together at the daughter's place for several weeks. And the daughter thought she hadn't got through to her mother. And then when she took her mother to the airport, she saw a note on her pillow from her mother. And there was a big heart at the bottom of the note said you, and the big heart at the top of the note that said me, and then all these little hearts going from you to me, like sending love. And she said, it just looked like from one heart to the other was zoot, 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 until you got to the other heart. And so she started practicing and teaching from your heart. Put your hand right here on your, right above your heart. And put it like this, like you're taking something out. You're taking something out, like love. You're taking some love out, okay? Now you're going to give it away to the person beside you. Where their heart is when you're looking at them, your right hand will be right by their heart. Okay, go zoot, 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 zoot. Touch them on the chest, right by the heart. Zoot, 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 zoot. Okay, four more people. Do it five times altogether. Zoot, 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 zoot. Zoot, 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 zoot. Zoot, 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 zoot. Zoot. Zoot, 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 zoot. Zoot, 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 zoot. Okay. I didn't need to show it. See, we did it. All right, so the first thing is to be, and Ernest Holmes says this on my favorite quote, which I'm not going to read, I'm just going to tell you on page 299 of the textbook. He says, the first thing you have to do is love everybody. Love everybody. Don't withhold from anyone, he says. For selfish reasons alone, you cannot withhold love from anyone, for the God of love cannot hear the prayer of the one who fails to love. And we're praying all the time, and we're praying for an expanded life, a greater connection with Source, more money, a better job, more creativity, greater relationships. But if we're not loving, we're not, you see, it's so simple. We're made in the image and likeness of love. So when we withhold love, we cannot manifest anything because we're not being like the source. We're not being like the source. Second thing to practice in relationship, bring your mindfulness practice to every relationship, which means that you don't go into a relationship thinking you already know what that person thinks or feels or says. Go in listening. Be mindful in your relationships. Be willing to hear a different point of view besides your own. I know that's hard. I failed the first two marriages sort of because of that, because honestly, I thought my opinion was far superior. And because I wasn't able to listen to a different point of view, I couldn't grow and I couldn't love. So be willing, in that mindfulness, be willing to accept other ideas besides your own. What will happen is you will grow. You will have a greater awareness of who you are. And the third thing is be generous. Be generous with your time in relationship. Be willing to be present. We live such busy lives, and I think that that's one of the greatest gifts, and I know there are four other languages of love, but for me it's still, am I willing to give the gift of my time and attention? And in that way, I am not only in relationship, but I'm practicing. It's a spiritual practice. Someone that I'd like to acknowledge, there are many of you that are very generous, but we have a Valentine baby that's very significant in our center, and it's Diane King Van. Please stand. Rick and Karen are going to help us sing happy birthday to you. She's born on the 14th of February. So we're so grateful for you, Diane.
Give me a note. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Diane. Happy birthday to you.
I really don't have much more to say. I'm going to quote a couple of things. But Diane's generosity is beyond the beyond. What she did for my birthday present, with all of those students of hers being here and creating a performance of that finale of Les Miserables, was absolutely exquisite. It'll be something I never, ever forget. And I'm so thankful for you. The person beside you has gifts. The person in front of you has gifts. The person behind you has gifts. Reach out today. Decide to make this day, this day filled with spiritual practice as you engage in relationship with whoever is in your life. In some wedding ceremonies, I quote this that I'm going to quote to you right now. Well, there we go. It's a quote from Rumi. And, you know, metaphysically, you've probably heard this before. Every single person that's in your life is there by divine appointment. They have a gift for you, and you have a gift for them. And it doesn't matter if they're in your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. That each one is there by divine appointment. So I'm knowing that that is absolutely true for each one of us. And this is the quote. It's coming up any moment. If I don't do this. Okay, here we are. This is Rumi's. The minute I heard my first love story, I started looking for you, not knowing how blind that was. Lovers don't finally meet somewhere. They're in each other all along. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.